Today, I bring you the word of God, and I pray that God will give you the heart to receive the word. Oh my God. I say God will give you the heart to receive the word. Not just to receive it, to retain it, and to do it. There is no benefit in the word if it is not done. Hallelujah. It's no benefit if it is not done. The title of my message is on your bulletin. My faith will stand. Come on, say that to your neighbor. Come on, say that like you believe it. Say it as if we are 1,000 in this place. Say it like this. My faith will stand to the very end. Come on, say it like you mean it. Oh, you are not saying it very fiercely. Say it again. My faith will stand to the very end. What your declaration means this morning is that you are ready to fight every battle you need to fight, to make sure you stand. You are aware that Satan is going to unleash against you, but you are going to stand and you are going to be victorious. I want to read a story, a true story in the Bible. Looking at the time now, I just will read a part of it. I read 1 Kings 13 from verse 11. I'll read through to 32. Is the story of a young prophet that the Lord sent and demonstrated his power in the house of the Lord against King Jeroboam. But something else happened. Now there dwelt an old prophet. Actually, let me backtrack to 7. It will make sense from there. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. Refresh, reward, if you follow me. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half of thy house, I will not go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel. And his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king, them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? That is, which way did he go? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went. God deliver you from those who are watching you that you don't know. Verse 13. And he said unto his sons, saddle me an ass, or the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord that thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thy house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place, of the which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the horse to wait for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. That is, the lion killed it, did not eat it, but the lion did not kill the donkey. And behold, men passed by. The lion didn't kill them. And saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the old prophet brought him back the way, so and so on, he buried him and so. I also want to read Jude chapter 1, the only chapter, verse 3 to 5. Behold, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Spirit of the Lord, breathe upon your word. In Jesus' name. My faith will stand to the end. Brother Jude said, contend for the faith. Contention means to fight, right? To contend for faith is to fight, to assert your position. To assert your faith in Christ. To say, I'm standing with God. I'm standing by the word of God. And that settles it. This young prophet came. God wrought signs and wonders through him. And somebody who was in that same city, whom God overlooked, and did not use. How did this young man know? He told the king, I cannot come. The king offered him stuff. And that's what the devil always do. Satan always try to offer something that will sound at least much more than what God has on offer. That's where many fail and fall for the deception. But this young man said, because he came from an avenue that is obvious. No, I can't come with you. Even if you give me the whole half of your house, give me everything, I can't come. Because God said to me, I shouldn't eat here, I shouldn't stay here, I shouldn't rest here, I shouldn't drink water here, and I shouldn't go back the way I came in. And everybody who heard it will think, well, that's what's going to do. We know the word of God. We know what God demands of us. And then somebody came along. If he was truly a prophet and the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he said God sent him, why are you asking me if I'm the man? That Holy Spirit should already tell you that I'm the one. He said, now the Holy Spirit said that the angel said I should call you, that you come and eat in my house. Why did God, who spoke to him before, did not speak to him again? Let me say this ahead. The source of your hearing will determine the lifestyle you live and will determine the end of your destiny. Many in church today have believed a lie. Because the lie sounds easy. Do you know that lie always sounds easy? Lie is always painted with different kind of pictures. Isn't it? Come. Come and eat with me. And he followed him. He ate where he was not supposed to eat. Number one, what are you still doing under the tree? What are you waiting there for? He told you not to stop on the way. He told you not to do any, but now you turn back. If the Spirit of God that moves here should be moving in the church today, maybe I'll be preaching to myself alone. Hallelujah. Why do you need to contend? Why do you need to fight? Your faith is the nucleus of your Christian life. This old prophet sowed doubt, made him disbelieve the first instruction that he was told. Hallelujah. The same God who told Abraham to kill Isaac was the same God who came to him. Don't do it. He didn't send another avenue. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Satan will attack you as a child of God. Why? Because he wants you to deny your faith. He wants you to fall off on this faith wagon. He wants you to stop and die on this faith journey. In Job chapter 2 verse 9, Job ravaged with sickness, all his children dead. Satan instigated his wife and said, curse God and die. Just fall out of faith and go to hell. But Job refused. Though he slay me, he said, I will still praise him. Hallelujah. Satan attacks your faith, your obedience, and your focus. That's what we see that was attacked in the life of this young prophet. Adam and Eve in the garden, they had faith in God's word, in God's instructions, until Satan came, deceived them, and they allowed Satan to deceive them and steal their focus, and they disobeyed God. Now, God came to visit them as usual. How many of us know that God will still always come to visit? Oh my God, we are distracted now. Focus, focus, focus on me. God will always come back to visit. Your faith will be tested by the devil. God will always come back to visit. Now I'll tell you why. God came back in the cool of the evening. Adam, where are you? He was hiding. God said, have you fallen out of faith? Then he began to give all kinds of excuses. God visited them. They were no longer found in faith. It doesn't matter what knocks you off. The issue is you should not be knocked off. You should not allow yourself to deny your faith. You should not allow yourself to disobey the word of God. Everything I told you that God told me about Kansas City, they came later after I got here. Did you hear that? Do you know the implication of that? The implication means that that was not the reason why I came. All those things now came later. I came simply on obedience. The Bible says in Luke 18, verse 8, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith? That's one thing Jesus will come and look for. When Jesus comes back, when the trumpet of God will sound, guess those who will hear the trumpet? Those who are in faith. Shall he find faith? Shall he find you in faith? Paul challenged the Galatian brethren. They fell from faith. They fell through deception of the flesh. Galatians 3, 1 to 3. Oh, foolish Galatian. Just like you could say to that young prophet. Oh, foolish young prophet. Who had bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who is that? What is that voice? Who is that person telling you not to obey God? What is that situation singing in your ears? The internal voice that is instigating you. Don't obey God. You can find a way out. Somebody said, well, it is not written in the Bible that if you don't pay your tithe, you go to hell. You know, I said that sometime last week. Let me tell you plainly. It may not be written there that if you don't pay your tithe, you go to hell. But it's written there, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, right? It is written also in the Bible that every disobedience, every sin, hallelujah. He said, who had bewitched you? Who is deceiving you? That you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently sent forth, crucified among you. That is, you know it. This only will I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish? Paul said, having begun in the spirit, and you are now made perfect by the flesh. You will end well. Oh, maybe I say to myself, I will end well. I say, you will end well. This young man fell off faith. On his way back, a lion met him. The lion killed him. The lion did not eat him. The lion did not eat his donkey. The lion stood by him. People were passing by. The lion did not pursue them. The lion did not eat them. Who says the lion of the tribe of Judah only defends? It also kills. The lion of the tribe of Judah, you disobey. More so, you are a prophet. I revealed my mind to you. I told you what to do, what not to do. You hear the gospel, but somebody is bringing you another gospel, a strange gospel, contrary to the will of God, and you are running after it. You are running after people who can see for you. What happened to your own eyes? This morning we are praying. Let me tell you something. You know, one of the things we prayed about yesterday, 1 Corinthians 12, the gifts of the Spirit. You don't pay for it. You pray for it. Anybody can have it. As far as I'm concerned in this church, I want everybody in this church to have the word of knowledge. I want everybody in this church to have the word of wisdom. I want everybody in this church to have the spirit of healing. I want everybody in this church to have the spirit of faith. Can you imagine how strong the ministry would be? Paul said, some fell away from faith. They lost focus. They lost focus of who they are. Who they are in Christ. They lost focus of their assignment. They headed in the wrong direction by the deception of men, instigated by the devil. The same man who deceived him was the same man God used to deliver judgment to him. Paul said to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. He says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit. You are moving from one way. Doctor, what's the Lord saying? Evangelist, what's the Lord saying? What's the Lord saying? Seducing spirit. Well, okay, if you know what the Lord's saying, what are you going to do? The one he told you last year, what have you done with it? Seducing spirit. What that will stimulate your flesh? You want somebody to just come and prophesy, I see you. The Lord said you are blessed. And just coming from boyfriend house. He said, they give heed to doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Those are the kind of people, when you correct them, you become their enemy. Correct them, they stop coming to church. Let me tell you, people, I can't change. It's too late. I can't change. I can't change the word of God. I can't change my faith. I can't change who I believe. It's too late. Paul said in verse 10 of that same scripture, he said, Demas, for Demas has forsaken me. Demas, for him to know Demas, it means they were laborers together. Why did Demas force? No, no, not that Demas wanted to go and start his own ministry. That would have been okay. He said, because of the pleasure. For the pleasure of this present world. He loved the world. So he went to Thessalonica. Go and look for Demas now. You will meet him in the club. You can't be a child of God. Listen to me carefully. If I'm going to be your enemy this morning, so be it. You are still going to club. Which club? Eh? God help you that they don't come and bomb that place the day you are dancing there. You will explain to God what you were doing there where you are evangelizing. In the same place, they are puffing cigarettes and all kinds of drugs in your face. Well, I just go there to listen to music, you know, and just chill. Why don't you come and listen? Come early, you will listen to music, praise and worship. Why not chill with the word of God at home? Let me tell you, anytime you keep on finding one reason or the other not to serve God, you're already a child of the devil. There is no reason good enough not to serve God. Tell that Pharaoh, let my people go so that they may serve me. Not some of them. I chose some of them to come and serve me. Just release some of them. No. All of them. All of them. Everybody here should be a worker. Everybody here. And guess what? When you lose focus, that's not all you lose. Amen? That young man lost his focus. That was not all he lost. He lost his faith. He lost his place in God. He lost his life. He died an untimely death. Amen? Is this soberness that make you quiet? Sambalat. Some of us are friends of some Sambalats and Tobias. That after we leave church, you have heard me preaching, now I'm sweating. You now go to your Sambalat friend and your Tobias friend that will now diffuse everything and confuse everything you have heard and now give you that kind of suggestion and mess you up. You didn't know that your friend is an agent of Satan. There are some who say, oh, let me tell you something. I don't kid myself. I know that there are a whole lot of people who, in this city, don't like me as a person. I'm fine with that. And they don't like this church for no reason at all. You know why? Because they love darkness more than they love the light. They know that when they come here, we will poke you with the truth. You will just be like, who told him about my life history? They don't like that. So because they don't like it, they want to make sure you two don't like it. So now they will come and be chatting with you. You know, that place is not a nice place. Let me take you to. You see, if you are in a church that you can just hide in the congregation. You are not a Christian. No. Can I say that again? Yes, sir. Hello?
Hi, sir.
Do we still love me?
Yes,
okay, five people. That's fine. At least that's good enough. Praise the Lord. You are hiding. Well, let me just go to church. Some people want to come to church and let them finish quickly, quickly. Don't know what you are running to. You know? Something happened to me this morning. I didn't plan to share this, but just for you to understand it. The pants that I wore this morning is not this. I wore a black plain pants, nice one, longer than this. My wife said it was okay. I was okay. It was fitting. And as I wanted to sit in my car, the thing just tore. So, you know what I said? I said, no. At that moment, I said, thank you, Jesus. I didn't even know why I said it. So, I left my wife in the house, going to the garden. She saw me back inside. Oh, what's happening? I said, my pants. I need to change my pants quickly. So, I ran to my closet. And I said to her then, I said, devil is a liar. Because I wanted to get here before anybody so that I can pray over the atmosphere alone, you know. So, on my way back anyway, the Holy Spirit and I began to have a discussion. Suddenly, I was praying in tongues. Suddenly, I just heard in my spirit, man, that, do you think your pants that tore, it was the devil? So, said, not everything like that is attributed to the devil. He said, what of if I adverted something on the way for you at that time so that you just miss those few minutes? Nobody would think like that. I never thought like that. It was a discussion. Immediately, I called my wife again. I said, do you know what the Holy Spirit is saying to me about this, my pants? You know, sometimes some people have been protected from accidents just because of that. You want to leave home. You have prayed. You have done everything. Nothing. Suddenly you enter into the car. You have stomach upset. You have to run inside again, but you never knew that few minutes was because of something that could have happened. Somebody lift up your hands and just thank God for such moments in your life. Hallelujah. Sambalat and Tobias, they tried to make the people lose focus. People that were building, they started building. Who could not build for so many years? Now they started building. Suddenly, their hands were weakened. They said, there's too much rubble. How can you compare that rubble with the one you started with? Huh? You've started the work. It's now halfway. Now you are saying, this work is too much. Like how I tease my wife. When she serves me food, I eat it. And when I finish it, I say, well, man, I don't like that food. But I have finished it. I'm just teasing. You understand what I'm trying to say? You know, you have eaten the thing halfway. You now say it's not sweet. Bring the other half. Huh? Bring it. Praise the Lord. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 10 to 15. Let me read it. And Judah said, praise for that matter, praise. The strength of the bearers of burden is decayed. There is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries, anyone who changes your mind against the will and the word of God is your adversary. They shall not know, neither seed will come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. You see the plan of the devil to stop. I say you will not be stopped. I say Satan will not be able to stop you. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, and they said unto us, listen, how many times? 10 times. You know what that means? They were repeating it like mosquito. You can't do it. You can't do it. You will not be able to do it. You can't do it. And that's what you sit down with your friend, Sanballat. That's what you sit down with your friend, Tobias, saying to you all the time, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. 10 times from all the places wherein ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. They are coming. They will come now. They will kill you now. They will destroy the work. You are just wasting your time. Somebody said, devil is a liar. Therefore, set I. Thank God for somebody who always rises up. Therefore, set high in the lower places behind the wall, and all the higher and on the higher places, I set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be ye not afraid of them. Tell your neighbor, don't be afraid of the devil. Don't be afraid of his assignment. Don't be afraid of his servants. Don't be afraid of his demons. Don't be afraid of his lie. Remember the Lord. Remember God. Remember what he did for you before. Remember what he has done in your life before. Remember how he delivered you before. Remember how he stepped in for you before. That same God is still alive. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. Fight. Stand to the end. Fight for your brethren. Fight for your sons. You don't know that when you fall in faith as a parent, the life of your children are in danger. Because who is going to intercede for them? Fight for your daughters, for your wives, and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard, when they heard, if you only will allow Satan to hear the word of God from your mouth, if you let Satan know that you are not giving in, that you are not giving up, that you are not standing down, the Bible says, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, the shield of faith, which is able, that ye may be able. Faith enables, faith gives you ability to stand. Did you see that? Faith. With faith, you are able to stand. In the evil day, having done all to stand. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says we walk by faith, not by sight. Don't look at their faces, he said. Hallelujah. You want access to God. The Bible says in Romans 5:2, we have access to God and stand by faith. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 24. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith ye stand For by faith you stand. If you are going to stand to the end, you have to stand by faith. Somebody say, my faith will stand. Say, my faith in God will stand. Oh, are you receiving this? Say, my faith in God will stand. Hallelujah. Faith is an enablement. Faith is ability. Hallelujah. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11 and 12, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence. This was one thing that that young prophet did not have. He had it with the king, but he did not have it with the senior prophet. You know, it's important to recognize somebody that the Spirit of the Lord is no longer working on their lives. You know why? They will lie to you. They will lie to you. They will lie to you. They won't tell you the truth. You know? Show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Unto the end. That ye be not slothful. That man was slothful. He was met under that tree. See, but followers of them who through faith and patience, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. Hallelujah. Amen. Be careful who is speaking into your life. Be careful who you are listening to. If you are listening to the wrong person, your destiny is in jeopardy. Hallelujah. When you hear contrary to the word of God, it makes you fearful. And when you are fearful, you act strangely, contrary. You become disobedient. You now become bitter. Go and check any bitter person. They are walking in disobedience. Because bitterness is a spirit. Did you hear me? Bitterness is what? A spirit. And when you become bitter, Satan wants to make you helpless. Render you null and void. That will not be your portion. Amen. Hallelujah. I said that will not be your portion. Amen. But when you commit to the word of God, you commit to the word of God, there's no way your life will not change. There's no way. There's no way. Daniel determined he will not defile himself. A 17-year-old boy, he became a prime minister or an assistant head of a nation. The same thing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How determined are you to say, you know what? The only time I can fail is if God fails. Did somebody hear me? The only time I will fail is when God fails. God, if you can fail, let's fail together. But the God I know and the God I serve, he doesn't fail. Something that you want to pray about this morning that changed the course of the life of that young prophet. And Jude said, content, content. Rise up on your feet.